This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. Got some great jazz music up ahead of you. We're going to start right in with some Steve Davis. We'll be right back. Steve Davis from the album Crossfire. We heard the track called Con Alma. And a great sextet here. Steve Davis on trombone, Mike DeRubo on alto sax. Now we've got Eric Alexander on tenor, Harold Mayburn on piano, Nat Reeves on bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. All right, time now is 6:04. You're listening to In the Groove Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. Got an hour of great jazz music up ahead of you. I was listening to Steve Davis when he came up on my iPod the other day in shuffle mode. I heard that track, so I just had to play it to start off tonight's show. We also got into the studio a brand new album from another Connecticut native. His name's Gary Smullian, and the name of the album is called Smull's Paradise. I want to play a couple from that one. It's got a good groove to it. Hope you agree. First one up is called Up in Betty's Room.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gary Smullyan on his baritone sax, letting out one low and nasty at the end of that one. The name of that track is Heavenly Hours, and he definitely borrowed heavily from Miles Davis' Seven Steps to Heaven on that one. I'm sure you could hear that. Before that, we heard a track called Up in Betty's Room, and that would be a Don Patterson composition. And this fine quartet features Gary Smullyan on baritone sax, maybe one of the best baritone sax players with the best chops on the jazz scene today, maybe. Mike LaDon on Hammond B3 organ, Peter Bernstein on guitar, and the great Kenny Washington on drums. Yeah, all right, time now is 6:16. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Let me tell you a little bit about our podcast and website. If you like what you're listening to, definitely head over to my website at jazzandbeyond.com. And there you can follow the links to the podcast where you can download past shows. You can check out playlists from those shows and hit that button next to those songs, and you'll be able to purchase the music if there's something you like and would like to have for your own. By hitting those buttons, you are supporting this podcast. So I definitely want to encourage you to buy some of this music. Definitely buy it from clicking the links on my website. All right, let's get on with some more music. Next up is Claire's pick. This is a good one from Art Pepper. We love Art Pepper here on In the Groove. And this is a good one for sure. It's called September Song. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is Omar Sosa from the album Promise. We heard a track called Africanos West, and that was by request this morning on Facebook. Saad El Harak messaged me, I guess you'd say, and asked to hear some African jazz, and that's what I came up with. And Saad also said that he liked Ahmad Jamal on piano, so I've got a couple from Ahmad Jamal coming up from two different albums. We're going to hear three tracks in total. Before I get into that, let me tell you what you heard before Omar Sosa. We heard from Art Pepper from the album Straight Life. We heard the track September Song. And that was released back in 1979, featuring Art Pepper on alto sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, Billy Higgins on drums. Yeah, that's a great lineup, a quartet from Art Pepper. All right, as I was mentioning, we're going to play some Ahmad Jamal coming up next. So let's get right into it. This one is from the album The Awakening, and we're going to hear one of my favorite jazz standards, Stolen Moments. Thank you.
Thank you.
In the background, you're listening to Ahmad Jamal from an album entitled Poinciana, One Night Only. And I believe that was recorded back in 1958. It's hard to find some information on this album. But looking at some other things that were recorded around that time, it looks like he had the trio of Ahmad Jamal on piano, Israel Crosby on bass, and Vernell Fournier on drums. Before that, we heard from another one from Ahmad Jamal from a, I guess you'd say, a more recent recording from 1970 from the album called The Awakening. And we heard the great standard Stolen Moments. And that one features Ahmad Jamal on piano, Jamil Nasser on bass, and Frank Gant on drums. These last two tracks you heard, I didn't say the titles of them. The first one up was Autumn in New York, and that's followed by Moonlight in Vermont. And we're going to finish up tonight's podcast with Josh Evans from his album Portrait. And the name of this track is Beatnik. And this one's dedicated to our friend Andres Chaparro, who had a great opening of his art exhibition last night at the Hartford Library. It was great to be there and great to see Andres. This one's for you.